This is Purple Radio on demand.
The Marley Stones, written by Izzy Flower.
That is a great sound, isn't it? Just pop-tastic. And it's still number one.
I can't stand him. Turn it off, Sharon.
How much longer?
A couple of minutes.
Brilliant. I could really do with a piss.
I'm still not happy. I mean, we go to university for 3 years, do a postgrad, try and impart our knowledge to the next generation, and then what? We get shunted off to some obscure village to look at glorified gravel.
Look, the way I see it, we're getting a free holiday, and all we have to do is analyse some stones, make sure our results are vaguely in line with what everyone else has written on the subject. Easy as. And we get paid for it.
Still.
It's just costs. Everything's just costs.
Maybe for you.
Well, here we are, campers.
Bit dingy, isn't it? I was expecting more rose bushes and fewer bins.
Let's just get on with it. Okay, that's our hotel. The Marley Arms.
Looks nice enough.
As long as the food's good. And the beer.
I just hope they have a loo.
You know, this is the type of hotel people get murdered in.
There weren't any others available.
I'm coming.
Hello, can we check in? We're booked under Sharon Hewson.
Certainly. Will you be wanting a key now?
If you could.
Here you are. On the top floor, so it's nice and quiet. My, there are a lot of you. Work outing, is it?
No, research project, actually. Top secret stuff.
Oh, really? How charming. About the stones, is it?
Yes, as a matter of fact. You couldn't tell us where they are, could you? Someone forgot the map.
I did remember the pulse emitter, though, and that's the important bit.
Ah, well, I've got a map around here somewhere. Let me see. There we are. Now, our village might seem small, but it's surprisingly easy to get lost in. Its designer was, I'm afraid, rather an eccentric. If we're here, then you walk up the high street, down the little lane on the left, and you'll come to a lovely green by a river. That's where the stones are. Could I ask what's so interesting about them? We don't get many people coming to look at them. We're not Millbury, you know.
Interesting that you should ask.
Please don't launch into the lecture.
Well,
how about we continue this over dinner? I take mine at the same time as the guests. It's an odd arrangement, so people tell me, but one does meet so many interesting people. I'm sure you all want to get settled in.
Yes, thank you. Some of them are rather grouchy after the journey.
We'll see you at 7, then. You'll want to get in early. There's often a run on the bacon.
Thank you. I will bear that in mind.
Good be with you.
Honestly, we're here because it's so under-analysed. I mean, obviously, from a historical and social standpoint, there's reams of documentation of stone circles, even ones as obscure as these. But so little scientifically.
I've never considered the stones as anything more than a place for teenagers to hang out, if I'm perfectly honest.
Well, my work is trying to change that, to restore their reputation, at least their scientific reputation. I guess we're trying to find the truth of them, if that doesn't sound too pretentious. I've always felt, from a young age, that there has to be some kind of power in these stones. There has to be something in rock as ancient as that made those people put them there in the first place, that made them treat it as a religion. Some kind of untapped power source or something. Their connection to the magnetic field of the Earth. Their immense age. They could be recording devices or an amplifier of some sort. There's something there, I'm sure of it, waiting. And I want to know what it is.
What do you think they're talking about?
Knowing Sharon, she's boring the pencil though of some pseudoscience about the stones. Ooh.
Leave off. You didn't have to come. There are plenty more historians in the sea.
Not with a special interest in the early Neolithic. And anyway, I like stones. I like early Neolithic stones. What I don't like is people telling me what I should and shouldn't think about them. And I refuse to accept a word of what Sharon says about them until I have evidence.
Very scientific.
Well, it's all the time spent with you lot. It's catching.
Hello, all.
Enjoy your dinner date.
Immensely. Ready for tomorrow?
As much as I'll ever be.
Come on. What could be more fun than spending a day with some rocks?
Give me a pen and I'll write you a list.
Well, you don't have to. We can manage perfectly well without you.
I miss a chance to see the stones around which my research will be based. And on university expenses. Not likely.
Ah, I knew you'd come around eventually.
I always come around when money is involved.
Any readings yet?
Lots. Nothing unusual, though. Just the kind of minor fluctuations you'd expect anywhere. White noise, really.
Anything above background?
Nope. Still at regular levels.
Oh, goody.
Well, keep looking. It'll give them something concrete to complain about.
No chance of that being thermal energy. It's bloody chilly for July.
Unlikely, but we'll tell you so you can fish out your Hawaiian shirt.
Waste of our time, Mike. Waste of our bleeding time. How long have we been at this?
2 hours.
We did bring sandwiches.
Oh! Cheese and pickle?
Ham, cheese, tomato. So no, I don't think Mrs. Lucas had any pickle.
Oh! A woman of poor taste.
Ah, that's why she was so interested in Sharon.
Shut up.
Hang on, I think I've got something.
Please, not another false alarm because of dead batteries.
No, I have. Right here. Sharon, quick, aim the detector at it.
That's not meant to happen.
These resistivity readings say it's about 5,000 years old.
So, about the age of Stonehenge.
That clang wasn't meant to happen. Mike, have you been pissing around with the equipment again?
Only with my own.
You don't have any.
Exactly.
Tony?
Nope.
Nor me. Aim it again.
That's really weird.
Let me see if there's something in the stone.
Jane, leave it!
You're right, Jane.
Yeah, I'm fine. It just felt a bit weird.
Mold.
Probably just damp. Right, Mike, take a rock sample. We'll test it out. Tony, keep the detector pointed at the stone.
Yes, sir.
Jane, you look a bit pale.
It's the excitement.
Sure. Just look after yourself, yeah? We'll sound out a few more rocks, then we'll stop and head back for a proper lunch.
Don't stop, just for me.
Well, we'd have to anyway. Mike scoffed all the sandwiches.
Night, all.
Night.
Don't get up to any mischief.
Jane? Jane? Are you still up? Must be asleep.
Stop, please. Please stop.
please. It hurts. It really hurts. I don't like it. I want to get out.
Morning, all.
God, Jane, you look awful. Did you go out or something?
Where did you find the nightlife?
Are you all right?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. I had nightmares. Really weird, lucid nightmares.
Are you sure you're up to this?
Stop mothering me. I'm fine. I just had some nightmares, okay? I've had them before and I'll have them again. Calm.
Okay, well, tell me if you need to stop, though.
Sharon.
All right. I'm backing off. What's the reading on the furthest stone?
9.5.
Still well over 4 sigma above the mean. That's a lot less than the first one. The next?
9.8 sigma above background.
Okay, we're getting closer.
9.9. 10.3. 10.5.
How far from the first one?
2 stones. The next one's 10.9. Now it's 11.2. It's rising as I'm going towards it. 11.4.7. 12.
That's impossibly high.
12.7. Oh, my head. Where?
It's okay. We brought you back to the hotel. You passed out. Tony, pass the water. Then find something useful to do, yeah?
Yeah.
Jane, what happened out there?
The lucid nightmares I was telling you about this morning. This was worse. Much worse. I saw...
Yes?
I saw... Oh, don't make me say it. It's stupid.
For science?
I saw an arc of fire.
Did you?
I knew you'd laugh.
No. Go on.
It was arcing out from the stone. Gold. Just gold. All uniformly gold and dazzling. It was beautiful, but the noise. Oh my God, the noise. Like that pulse, but 1,000 times worse.
Do you normally dream like this?
No. It's normally Starsky and Hutch.
Okay. We'll get some rest, see how you feel tomorrow. Do you need help getting to bed?
Give me a hand up. There we go. I'll be all right now. I'm sorry to be a pain.
You're really not being, and at least you want to be here. And you are helping, in a way.
Did you make a permanent record of the readings?
Oh yes, when you collapsed, they spiked drastically. The thing almost blew up. So, yeah, you're helping. If you call destroying the equipment helping.
Just this once?
Go on then.
It's odd. It wasn't a dream this time, just waking up in the middle of the night. and I think I needed to go to the window, and I did, and through it, I'm sure I saw the stones.
You couldn't have.
Believe me, I did. They were there. They were as real as I am. I went out and touched one.
What?
To check that they were real.
That is weird. Really, really weird. Sharon, this is freaking me out.
Mike, shut up for a sec. The stuff you're hearing, what is it?
There's a train and a storm on the sea and laughter and a birthday and a kind of pulse, you'd call it, and some people singing.
Right. Okay. Jane has clearly been eating cheese and reading poetry, and it hasn't combined favourably. That's all.
But what if it wasn't? When do we learn to take things at just face value? What if there's something more? I mean, look, I know I'm always saying there must be, but...
And don't we all know it?
But this time, it seems like there really is.
No, there isn't. This place is affecting us all. Just because you've got all your little paranormal hang-ups doesn't mean that everything has to be from the fifth dimension. Sometimes things are exactly how they appear, and that's it. End of.
Okay, look, various people have postulated that material acts as a recorder, which is why we have ghosts, or an amplifier, which is why it was used in religious ceremonies. It's always either or. But what if it's both? A recorder and an amplifier?
What?
Stone circles have always been used as a meeting place and focal points of some kind, haven't they?
Yes.
We'll collect enough people in one place, and over time they start to leave little emotional traces behind, same as they wear away the stones. Over time it builds and builds until the material is gone, but the strong psychic impression remains. The whole of human history pressing down on you. And when you've got that bulk of material, then the energy will merge, and so you get a hotspot, something really powerful. People start getting influenced by it.
That's impossible. You can't record things on rocks, and you certainly can't access them by touching it.
No, not the rock. The rocks are just coincidental, the reason why the energy collects. But maybe now they've started to bind the energy together. That's why it doesn't disperse like normal.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. No, it doesn't. It's a nice idea you should write up for a kid's telly show, but that doesn't make it true.
I'm not saying it's true. It's a working hypothesis, and it's the only one we've got right now. And some pretty weird things have been happening. I mean, have you come up with a better explanation? Huh? You have to admit that even if I'm bullshitting my way through this entire scenario...
Then at least the arrow of shit points us in the right direction. I think we should try some more tests.
Great. We should try some of the areas in the village, see if they're any similar. Although, Jane, if you want to stay behind...
Don't even think about finishing that sentence, Sharon Hewson.
Fine. You whittle your lives away. I'll research what they're actually paying us to do.
Oh, you do that, Tony. I'm really glad you've chosen this, of all days, to bother. Because I'm honestly shocked you're bothering it to work at all. Oh, and whilst I'm so low in the pecking order, do tell me if your high horse needs a grooming. I used to work at a stables.
Hardy bloody ha. Medals, stuffed pigeons, blimey. The things you find in tiny museums.
Are you looking for anything in particular, young man?
Yes, actually. Might be a bit of a silly question, but, Do you have anything on the stone circle?
I had a feeling you might say that. Anyone who comes in here is either looking for the stones of the war. And you don't seem like a military man to me. Come over here. Right. This here model shows how we think the stone circle would have looked like complete and how it looks today. See the slightly larger bow towards the south?
Yes.
Well, that's a unique feature, that is. Although sadly gone now. Our circle suffered in the same stone purge as Hadrian's Wall. I assume you've been there.
The circle, not the wall. I'm studying it, actually.
Oh, the geology or the history?
The history.
Well, you needn't have bothered. We've got essentially the same history as every other stone circle in England. Pagans, druids, lover's spot, picnic place, low-key tourist trap, I mean, we sell postcards, and so on. The only really interesting feature is the bow, I'm afraid, and that's really more of a geology area.
No spiritual significance attached to it, then?
Not so far as I know. although there were a few reports of specific festivals of death and renewal occurring just within the Boo. Something about a golden arc.
Golden arc?
Well, my conclusion is that it's some kind of ritual to do with the solstice. Those pagans and their seasons, what use are they now?
And what were these arcs used for, these rituals?
Well, apparently, to link the living and the dead.
Echoes. Ghosts. That sort of thing.
Common pagan practice. But a load of nonsense, if you ask me. Now, you don't want to hear about our supply of carrier pigeons in World War I. That is far more interesting. We've got a new exhibition and everything.
No, thank you.
Ah, well. You must come back another day. We'll have a chat. I'll buy a cake. So few of the young enter these hallowed halls. But they'll be near too one day. Good be with you.
Pardon?
Good be with you.
Yes, sorry. Why'd you say that? I've never heard it used anywhere else.
Why do I say what?
Good be with you.
I do?
You just said it.
No, I said good be with you. Are you feeling all right?
Just a bit of a headache. Country air, London head and all that. Thank you! This is odd. This is very, very odd.
As odd as talking to yourself?
Jesus, Sharon! Don't make me jump. I'm 2 fags away from a heart attack. Where are the others?
Yes, well, fear and nausea seem to be the order of the day. They went home. Jane was a little queasy. So, found the research topic that will grind all our efforts into the dirt?
I was just asking about the history of the stones, the general one.
You mean you actually went and researched it?
Yes.
You, Tony Stratton? You copied all your essays out of the college library.
That's a lie, a dirty lie. They proved it at the academic trial.
You're interested.
No, I'm not.
You're actually interested in what's going on.
Purely from a historical viewpoint. I mean, that is, after all, what we were sent here to do.
You weren't interested this morning, except in trying to big yourself up.
Yes, well, if someone so influenced by the stones as Jane seems to be, you want to know why, at least to stop it happening to you.
Look at you, the big old skeptic. Next thing you'll be saying you like me.
Yes, well, I don't hate you.
That was almost a compliment. I'll treasure it. Come on, I'll buy you a pint. You can tell me what you found out. I've heard a free pint and you're anyone's.
Here you are, sir.
Ta. So, you're saying we've got a low-level psychic field on our hands? It's influencing the whole village as well as Jane.
But Jane far more strongly.
People are saying things involuntarily and are unaware of it. That's pretty affected.
I'd say that's all right, though. I mean, a couple of antiquated phrases and a bit of brain-mouth disjoint. This is what you get in an English village.
So you're saying we don't bother to help them?
Who died and made you a saint? It's not as big of an issue as Jane is for us right now. It's got a hold on her. We need to get her out of here.
And then what?
Then we come back and run more tests. I think we're onto a major breakthrough. Or at least a very diverting footnote. We should need to minimalise the risks.
How will you explain it to the university?
They won't care. Have they checked on us since we've been here? No. It won't be hard to slip this past them. Tony, are you on board? I need your support.
Do you?
Come on, you're invested now. And you like Jane, deep down.
Fine.
We'll go tomorrow then. Keep a watch on her tonight. I'll grab the car.
No. Come on.
Jane? Is that you? I thought you'd gone to bed.
The stones. I have to get to the stones.
Jane? Oh, bugger.
Tony, please.
Jane, snap out of it.
They're calling for me. I have to go to them.
Jane, stay here, just there, and don't try to move. Yes, okay. We'll use that.
Tony, what are you doing?
Just stay here. Everything's great. It's fine. I just need the others, and then the Marley Stones. Here we come.
No, I have to. Please.
Why did you tie her up?
She was trying to get out, and she's clearly in a trance.
Oh, yes, clearly. Aren't you never meant to interact with a sleepwalker?
I don't want her to hurt herself.
Oh, this is so cool! Weird, but cool! We have to record this. I'll get my camera.
They gave you a camera? Mike, it's Jane!
Jane? Can you hear me?
Oh, now who's interacting with the sleepwalker?
Jane, can you hear me?
The stones, Sharon. I need to reach the stones.
Can you tell me why?
They're calling. I think they're calling to me and they won't shut up. I just want to sleep.
You can sleep.
I can't. I need to get to them before it's too late. Oh, God, it'll be too late.
Why?
They're asking. They're scared.
Scared? We need to untie her. Get her back to bed.
This is incredible. The level of lucidity.
Leave off.
Tarrant will pay loads for this.
Who's Tarrant?
We need to keep a watch on her. Have you got any sleeping pills?
A couple. Why?
Mike, get them.
Why me?
Because you're being the least ethical. Go. And take your camera with you.
Fine.
We can't let her get out of here, Tony.
You're just realizing that?
This isn't just sleepwalking or a trance or stress or whatever. Feel her shoulder.
What?
Just do it!
Ah! It's boiling.
See? And her fingers. Burn marks from where she touched the stone. We should have noticed that earlier.
Couldn't you have just told me?
You wouldn't have believed me! And it wouldn't have been so fun.
Got the pills.
Water?
Here you are, love. Take these and we'll get you to the stones. Okay? You trust me, yeah? Okay, good. Okay, untie her now and get her back to bed. Come on. Easy does it.
No! We see you! We see all of you!
Ugh! She spat all over me!
Tony, grab her! Get the car!
What?
Get the car and follow me!
Yes, sir.
What's all this racket?
Oh, nothing, Mrs. Lucas. Just a little problem. Nothing we can't handle. Thank you. You haven't got a hanky, have you?
What's going on?
Jane, you need to step back.
She's glowing.
Yes, I'm aware. Thank you, Sherlock Holmes. Shut up for a bit. Jane, listen to me. Whatever they're saying to you, telling you it's not real.
It's beautiful.
And so's a volcano, so's a supernova, but they're also destructive and cruel. And so is whatever's showing you that beauty. You have to step away.
No, you can't.
Jane, please!
Sharon, get back.
We have to help her! For God's sake, get back!
It's beautiful, Sharon. You should see it.
I don't want to. I don't want any part of it. Come back. Get off me, Jane!
Sharon!
Can you hear it too?
No, 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 no! Get away from me! Get away from us!
Sharon, it's beautiful.
No! Stop!
Sharon, what happened?
Jane? Jane, come on. Come on, this isn't fair. You can't do this to me. You can't leave, not like this, please. Please.
Sharon.
It's not fair!
She's gone, Sharon.
The stones, if I can just...
Don't touch it.
No!
Come on. Sharon, I'll find a telephone box, call the police. You stay here with the body.
What's the point in calling the police? What can they do? No, no, call them anyway. I'll wait with her.
Sharon?
Tony?
Sure you don't want to come?
I made my decision. There's more to discover here. I'm going to find it. that's what she would have wanted.
Is there no way I can convince you?
Are there any murderous psychic stones in London? No, I don't think so.
Sharon.
I've made my choice. I've resigned from the university, bought some equipment. I'm setting out on my own.
But what happened to Jane?
Was an anomaly. It was wrong. Even the police weren't convinced on the cause of death, were they? There's still a mystery to be explored. I want to solve it for her. Bring us in peace.
But what if it happens to you?
If it happens to me, it happens to me.
All in the pursuit of science. I don't know if you're brave or stupid.
You're a cliched guy, Tony Stratton. I think I'll miss that.
A pretty English village not cliché enough for you?
No. A bit too dingy.
Well. Goodbye then, Sharon.
Good be with you.
What?
Goodbye, Tony.
Yeah.
Off to work then.
This has been The Marley Stones, written by Izzy Flower, presented by the Castle Theatre Company. Directors, Dragoș Vrcaș, Olivia Adderley, and Izzy Flower. Executive producer, Jenny Schvetter. Producers, Jennifer Lay and Katrina Merrick. Tech editor, Dragoș Vrcaș. The voice of Sharon by Eloise Richmond. Voice of Tony by Cameron Ashplant. Voice of Jane by Naomi Cook. The voice of Mike by Adam Trusted. The voice of Mrs. Lucas by Miriam Templeman. And the voices of Mr. Price and the bartender by Sean Gallagher Gill. On behalf of the cast and crew, we thank you so much for listening.
Purple Radio Podcasts.
Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.